Kingston versus the Bronx, and DJ Kool Herc created hip-hop. Hip-hop may have originated in the 1970s New York, but the very first hip-hop DJ actually came from Jamaica. Clive Campbell was born in Kingston on 16 April 1955 and grew up to the sound of street parties run by local music crews called sound systems. A selector would play the records accompanied by a DJ on the mic, singing but also speaking along to the rhythm of the beat. This new form of vocal art was called toasting and was pioneered in the 1960s by DJ U-Roy. In 1967, at the age of 12, Clive and his family immigrated to the Bronx, New York. Soon after, in 1973, he had the chance to slide behind the decks at his sister Cindy's birthday party. Instead of impressing audiences with reggae, he brought parties to life with a stash of funk records and a mic. Clive took the name DJ Kool Herc. His success soared, and he began setting up his decks outdoors, drawing power from the streetlights. The Kingston vibe captivated the Bronx and eased tension between rival street gangs. Herc started to notice that his audiences would wait impatiently for the instrumental section, the break of a song, and came up with the idea of playing that part over and over by using two turntables and two identical records. People dancing would get an extended period of pleasure, and this led to the invention of breakdancing. Herc's MC, Coke LaRock, also benefited from these isolated funky rhythms, as he could improvise for much longer periods of time. Hip-hop was born. DJ Grandmaster Flash and Afrika Bambaataa soon took up the baton, and this new sound permeated New York. In 1979, the Sugar Hill Gang released the track Rapper's Delight, using a sample from the disco group Chic. This first ever hip-hop record was an instant hit, and the style would go on to change pop music across the world for decades to come, over and over again. Rock on, my mellow. B-boys, B-girls, are you ready? Keep on rock steady. This is the joint. Herc beat on the point. To the beat, y'all, you don't stop.